Hey, I'm Beth, and we are in part two of the series called For the Win, which is all about how we can do some things to win at life. When I was in middle school, I wanted to be a basketball player, and my papa was a smart man, and he always wanted me to practice, but I always said I was going to do it tomorrow, and tomorrow never came, and I was never the cool basketball player that I wanted to be, and I always wished that I had put in that extra time. We all have things that we want to get done. We want to get that homework done before Sunday night. We want to have our favorite pair of jeans washed so we can wear them. And we want to remember to get that permission slip signed and that library book turned in. We want to feed the dog before mom gets home from work like she asks. But then we forget. Not because we like dirty clothes, library fines, and starving puppies, right? But because it's so easy to forget, to put it off, to get distracted, to say, ugh, I was gonna... But then we get so behind, we just give up and keep living in the world of gonna. For example, I want you to think right now of something you were gonna do this week. Did you think of something? Tell the person sitting next to you or behind you that one thing you meant to do but totally forgot. So we all do this, right? We plan to do something, but then we just don't. Now think of all the things that happen every day in your life that you depend on other people for. You count on your parents to do the grocery shopping. You wake up and can usually find some milk and cereal to eat. You expect the school bus to show up. You rely on your school being unlocked with the lights turned on when you get there. You expect the cafeteria to be open at lunch so you can buy that totally healthy pizza and nachos from the snack line. But what if everyone lived in the land of gonna? Your parents never did buy the groceries. The bus driver said, oh, I was gonna go to work but decided not to. What if your school custodian said, I was gonna unlock the doors and turn the lights on but went to McDonald's for an Egg McMuffin instead? Chances are your day would look a lot different if every adult, teacher, bus driver, cafeteria worker decided to live a I was gonna but never did kind of life. It would be tough if everyone lived in the land of gonna. Last week we started a new series called For the Win because we can agree that we all want to win in life, can't we? We want to win in lots of areas of our lives, popularity, grades, relationships, money, friendships, our futures. And those are great goals. God wants you to win too. I think that's why he inspired a guy named Solomon to write the book of Proverbs. A proverb is a short, compact statement that expresses general truths about how we behave and is written to guide the young or not yet wise into making better choices. So basically, Proverbs is kind of like a book of advice for teenagers. King Solomon has a lot to say about the idea of working hard to get stuff done. Let's read Proverbs 14:23 and picture King Solomon as an older uncle or grandpa wanting to share some advice with you. This is what Uncle King Solomon would say to you. All hard work brings a profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. If you are not sure what that means, King Solomon is basically saying good things can happen when you work hard, but just talking about it leads nowhere. King Solomon commanded armies, led a kingdom, and knew a thing or two about what it looks like to work hard and lead well. Just talking about leading an army or ruling a kingdom isn't the same as actually doing it. Now, commanding an army and leading an entire kingdom are pretty big responsibilities that we definitely cannot relate to. But I think what Solomon tells us is this verse applies to the little things too, the kinds of responsibility we're faced with on a daily basis, like homework or practice or chores. Why should we work hard at those things? Why should we care? Why does God care? Let's take a look at another verse where I think we can find an answer. In a letter that we call Colossians, because it was a letter from a guy named Paul, written to the Colossian people, we read this. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is a great reminder from Paul that whether it's the stuff we say in word or the things we actually do in deed, it can all be for God. When we work hard to follow through with all of our gunnas, we are not just helping our own lives to run more smoothly, but we are also honoring God. We can work hard to do everything, the big things and the little things, like we're doing them for Jesus. So, what does it look like for you to work at doing everything like you're doing it for Jesus? Think about all the chores, all the required practices, all the stuff you were asked to do. Are there things on your I was gonna list that you might try harder to get done? Perhaps today you need to start with the chore list that your parents gave you, or that one assignment you keep ignoring. It doesn't matter how behind you are, it's never too late to start. If you just talk about getting stuff done and never actually get around to doing anything, it leads to nowhere good. It leads to hungry puppies, dirty clothes, late assignments, and moms who take away video games or change the Wi-Fi password because you never took out the trash or cleaned your room like you said you would. Saying, I was gonna, isn't as awesome as saying, I did. I fed the dog, did my homework, I put my dirty clothes in the wash. That feels so much better than wishing you remembered to. Am I not right? And here's another thing to think about. When you start getting all of your work done, you just might find that tomorrow you and your three BFFs will finally have time to begin researching the great idea you had to end world hunger. You never know what big things you can do until you start doing the little things first. It's hard to find time to change the world if you haven't even started on your math homework yet. Oof. You don't need to give up and stay living in the land of gonna. The wisdom or advice for you from this proverb is to remember that working hard and doing what we say we will do is going to benefit you. It matters. When you step up and work hard, it pays off. Sometimes it pays big. Working hard can lead to accomplishing a lot of the things that really matter to you. Things like making the team, rocking that recital, getting better grades, getting along with your parents, staying out of trouble, and earning trust so you win more freedom to do more of the things you love. More importantly, it honors God. And no matter how far behind you are, no matter how long you've been stuck in the land of I was gonna, it's not too late. Going for the win in life, in relationships, and making a difference in the world begins with work. Work hard at both the big things and the little things that you need to get done so you can finally stop saying, I was gonna, and start saying, I did.